This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the desire to work for the nation and contribute something new becomes a powerful source of motivation. He made the remarks while interacting with the team of India's first bullet train project after reviewing the progress of the project at Surat in Gujarat. The Prime Minister asked about adherence to speed and timetable targets. Workers informed him that the project was moving ahead smoothly and without difficulties.
आपको क्या लगता है स्पीड ठीक है आप लोगों ने जो तय किया था उस टाइम टेबल से चल रहे हैं कि आप लोगों को कुछ दिक्कत हो रही है
नहीं सर कोई दिक्कत नहीं है
देखिए जब तक मन में ये भाव नहीं आता मैं मेरे देश के लिए काम कर रहा हूँ मैं देश को एक नई चीज दे रहा हूँ जिसने पहला स्पेस सैटेलाइट छोड़ा होगा उसको लगता होगा ना और आज सैकड़ों सैटेलाइट जा रहे हैं
ये जो आपके अनुभव है अगर वो रिकॉर्डेड होंगे एक ब्लू बुक की तरह तैयार होते हैं तो देश में हम बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में बुलेट ट्रेन की दिशा में जाने वाले हैं अगर इस प्रकार का कोई रिकॉर्ड आप मेंटेन करते हैं भविष्य में स्टूडेंट्स के लिए भी काम आ सकता है
जिंदगी यही खपा देंगे देश को कुछ देके जाएंगे
यूनियन रेलवे मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव वॉज ऑल्सो प्रेजेंट ड्यूरिंग द विजिट पोलिटिकल एक्टिविटी इन बिहार हैज गैदर्ड मोमेंटम अमिड द ऑनगोइंग एफर्ट्स टू फॉर्म a new NDA-led government. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly polls, winning 202 seats in the 243-member House. Several senior NDA leaders, including senior BJP leader and Union Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha, and Rashtriya Lok Morcha RLM President Upendra Kushwaha met Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna today and held discussions on forming the next government. Meetings of the legislature parties of the NDA's constituent parties are being held in the state today. Senior leader Praful Kumar Manchi was elected as the legislature party leader of the Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular today. The BJP Legislature Party meeting is expected to be held tomorrow. Once all constituent parties of the NDA elect their Legislature Party leaders, a joint meeting of all 202 newly elected NDA MLAs will be convened to choose the new leader of the NDA Legislature Party. Following this, the alliance will submit its claim to form the government, along with letters of support from the MLAs to the governor. The Election Commission of India has issued the notification for the constitution of the 18th Bihar Legislative Assembly, formally bringing an end to the model code of conduct, which had been in force in the state since the 6th of October. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its work on this day in 1966 as an independent moral watchdog of the media. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav took part in the National Press Day celebrations in New Delhi today. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said press plays an important role in country's democracy. He congratulated all the media fraternity on the occasion. The event was also attended by the Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Amir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in Doha. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and reiterated the commitment to stronger India-Qatar relations. The foreign minister valued Amir of Qatar's guidance on expanding collaboration and exploring new opportunities. Dr. Jaishankar also met Qatar's prime minister and minister of foreign affairs, Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani in Doha. In a social media post, the foreign minister informed that they both exchanged views on developments in the West Asia as well as broader regional and global issues. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated hosts India by 30 runs in the first test of two-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. Indian shooters made a strong start in the 2025 Deaf Olympics with Dhanush Srikanth winning a gold medal in men's air rifle event in Tokyo and setting a world record today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.